Editor's note. The text has been edited to reflect that Alton's Garage was established by Colin Alton, who went on to operate the garage with his two sons. Dudley was the son of George Havelock Alton, with no connection to the garage. Thanks very much to our readers who reached out to provide information. John Cleaver and his wife Mary came to Upper Canada in 1805 from the United States to start a new life, leaving the ruins of the American Revolution behind. In the 1806 land lottery of Nelson Township, John won 200 acres that consisted of parcels of land along present-day Dundas Street, Walker's Line and No. 1 Side Road. John and Mary had many children, including a daughter named Charlotte who caught the attention of a young Thomas Alton whom she married in 1822. Charlotte's brother James Cleaver established the flour mill at Lowville and is considered one of its founders. Thomas Alton arrived in Nelson Township in 1819 at the young age of 24. He initially rented land, then later applied for a crown grant in 1830. This allowed him to purchase land on the north side of Middle Road, now the QEW, from his father-in-law, John Cleaver. This area later became the village of Appleby and Thomas Alton, along with the Van Norman and Brecken families, were considered early pioneers. Thomas Alton built a large farmhouse at 4059 Dundas Street, where he and his family lived for many years. Thomas and Charlotte had a staggering number of children, 16 in total. Their children would go on to marry locally, into families of Nelson Township such as the Kleins, the Cummings, the Tansleys and the Springers. The sheer number of Altons and Alton descendants in residence was the inspiration behind the naming of Alton Village. Thomas and his many children generally chose farming as a vocation. The Altons also expanded into other businesses, thus helping them increase their wealth. Thomas's great-grandson Colin established Alton's Garage on Dundas Street, Highway 5, at Walker's Line, where Colin and his own son serviced cars, trucks and tractors. Most evidence of Alton Village's existence has been demolished for development of new homes and the Highway 407 during the late 20th century. New modern homes occupy the land that John Cleaver acquired so many years ago. Developers of the area kept the name, Alton Village, which serves as a reminder of how the village came to be. The Alton House still remains, originally 4059 Dundas Street, then 4083 Thomas Alton Boulevard, and now at 3215 Settlement Court. It has been beautifully restored and serves as a reminder of the Alton family. Jennifer Kemp is a lifelong Burlington resident with a genuine interest in local history, old photos and research. She is a Burlington Historical Society volunteer.